Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Whoa, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, whoa,
this is the day which the Lord has made.
Everyone, wake up, and wake up. We hope that you are ready to hear another episode on Chatting from the Word. This is episode 282 on your radio dial on the BTRO platform. And we hope that you're ready to hear a program from us on this wonderful, wonderful day. I mean, this is, let me see, y'all. This is November 22nd that the Lord has blessed us with another wonderful day. He watched over us last night as we slept in slumber, and he woke us up. He woke us up. We're on this side of heaven. We're on the top soil and not the soil on top of us. He woke us all up, giving all of us a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. And Brother Oscar here on Chatting from the Word, we hope that you've done that, are doing that, taking advantage of each moment, each second, each hour that we giving you on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Amen. And amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Hey, hey. Because here on praising the Lord is what we do. Do you have your ears on? Are you ready to get to praise the Lord this morning? Because praising the Lord is what we do. Some may say, get your praise on. We're going to say, we're going to praise the Lord, because that is what we do. We praise the Lord here. And my friend, if you love the Lord and know the Lord woke you up this morning, and he did, praise him. Let's return some of that love to our Lord. He's been giving to us all this time. And we serve a good God, don't we? He is good not some of the time, but he's good all of the time, 24/7. Amen, amen. And then Oscar, he's so glad to be with you this morning and to be able to bring this fine program on to your listening ears. If you're listening, we hope that you all are listening. And we also hope that you caught our program last Saturday on YouTube. We hope that you listen to us on our YouTube station when it comes to our TV program, and you keep up with us, too, on our TV program. The catch is with that, you can always go back and you can always watch me up close and personal if that's what you want to do. The program on this wonderful, wonderful day. Well, first of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. If this is your first time listening to us here on Chatting from the Word, we want to welcome you to the program. But not only just welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you're more than just our welcome guest, but we honor you today, thanking you for having your ears on. Thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen. And my friend, if you love to listen to, you know, share it from the Word. Share it, share it. Drop the news, drop the news. Let your friend know that we're on at 9:30 in the morning, preaching and talking and chatting about the Word of God. About the Word of God, and we're so thankful that the Lord has able us and bless us to bring this program on the airways so that you may have that opportunity to praise the Lord with us on this wonderful, wonderful day. And if you love what you're listening to, tell others about us. If this is your first time, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. All right. My friend, if you have not turned in your contribution to help us keep this fine program going and going, what could do that today? You do need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going and going. And if you can help us out, if you can help us out on a financial basis, we hope that you can do it today. You ask for at least $5. If you can give it at least, and if you wonder what is in your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go to PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, when you go to the PayPal webpage, ourpaypal.com, and pull up our account, you might get Oscar York Publishing. And that is proceeds there as well. And of course, you can also go to Zelle to give your contribution. That is Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. And again, put in my email address, which is located OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, if you care about the gospel, if you really care about others hearing news of Jesus Christ, help us out here in keeping this fine program going and going. Amen and amen. What are you listening to? Well, are you listening to Chatting from the Word? And I am your host, Brother Oscar, the voice on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian world. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are so glad to do it. Shout out. Call the roll is going to give you a shout out to tell you good morning, to let you know we do appreciate you having your ears on and listening. But at this time, we have not done our research to make sure who's all listening. If you're listening, we want to thank you for listening to us live. And if you're listening to us live, and if you want to call in, talk with your host, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you want to call in and talk with your host, then Oscar, do not mind. You have something to talk about on your mind. And that's all we request, that you have something to talk to us on your mind. I remember last time, I don't know if this guy's still listening, but he used to call in all the time with a joke, talking about, whatever. He and she, is your refrigerator running? That's one of his main jokes. He said, whatever it's running, go catch it. And I just told him, brother, we don't have time for that. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's it to say about his word, we will hear it. And again, if you have something constructive to say about God's word, and if you want to add what we're saying during our chat time, that number again is 319-527-6722. And we appreciate it very, very much if you have something that you could add on to our chat time of what we're saying during our message time. Because now we can talk. We can always talk. If you have a prayer that you want us to pray for, you can always state it by calling in. And again, that number is 319-527-6722. Amen. And amen. All right, it's that time. It is that time to get on board. But get on board the gospel explosion. Let me back up. It's not that time. It's time for our snapshot. That's right, brother. Our feet got the snapshot. It's time for our snapshot to let you know what you are in store to listen to the program this morning. Because we want to give you something to listen to. We don't want to give you nothing to listen to, but we want to give you something to listen to. And you heard our introductory song, Glory Hallelujah, Sing Your Hallelujah, sung by Steve Adams. That was Steve Adams. And pretty soon it will be our prayer time. Our prayer time will be pretty soon. And the scripture that we are going to use during our prayer time 5:14-15. That's 1 John 5:14-15. And you have a copy of God's word, and if you care to read along with us, you are welcome to do that. And of course, we read playing radio acapella, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And of course, we are going to chat. Yes, we are. We are going to chat about the word of God as. And we're chatting this morning. We're going to finish up 1 Corinthians, the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are in chapter 10, and we're going to try to finish it up because we want to begin at verse 30 to 33. And I believe we begin in verse 29 last time. And we're going to explore that. We're going 33 to see what Paul's message is. I'll see what Paul's message is to us today, as well as was to them back then in the Corinthian church, and how we can apply Paul's message to us today. How can we apply what Paul said to Corinthian church to our lives today? Because I believe any message that comes from the Word of God, we all can apply it today. So in a chat today, we want to see how we can apply what Paul is talking about here to his message to the Corinthian church. How can we apply that message to our lives today? Amen and amen. And of course, if you have something that you want to add to our chat today, the number is 319-527-6722. The number is 527-6722. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? The gospel And my friend, if you're line up, and have your tickets up. And since you lined up with your tickets up, get on board. All is on board.
Star of bread, that's called.
And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Amen. Amen. Let me read that again, because many of us, we just don't get it. John says, and this is the confidence, and this is the confidence that, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So we know he hear us because we are in him, and we're doing it according to whose will? His will. And that makes the difference, my friend. And your prayer is according to his will, his desire, his love. Don't you know he's with you in that prayer? Don't you know he's listening? He may not answer that prayer like you want him to answer, but you know what? If it's his will, he answers. Just have faith in him, and that's all it takes. Now, my friend, I'll approach the throne of grace that we may find help in time of need. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we just want to come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see a brand new day. A day on yesterday was not even promised. But Father, because you know for us, we allow we that are on this side of heaven to be here, giving all of us to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to walk closer and closer with you. Oh, Father, we come thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come down on this true world to show us how to live, to show us how to love, to show us how to connect with you. And Father, take it upon the cross. A new notion that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for that. And Father, we come to you, Father, we thank you, cares about the baby. And others who are the mothers and fathers. Oh, Father, we come to you, the rest of you, praying for the world. We pray, Father, that Mr. Putin learns to love and stop all the innocent bombings and killings. Oh, Father, we pray for the world which know that the world stands in part 50 from you for what we request. That you allow us to be the light, leading others to Jesus Christ and greater life. Oh, Father, 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 we pray for those that have contracted this coronavirus. Father, we pray that you heal that body. Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones at this time. We pray that you comfort them. We pray for those, Father, that lost loved ones at the hands of God. We pray that you comfort them. We pray for the police officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Father, we pray for their families that you comfort them. Oh, Father, 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 we pray, Father, that all will be well. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our political leaders, Father, that they never make laws forbidding us from working you, to make laws so we all can live in peace and in harmony. Father, 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 we complain. Father, church, once again, help us, Father, to be the church, to shine our light, to be the light that the world needs to see Jesus. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that you be with them. Be with them through their shortcomings. Be with them through their doubts and fears. Father, cast it down for sins in the deep report of the sea. What it won't we suffer anymore. That's our program here, chatting from the Word. Father, help us throughout that time that we may say something to help someone that's struggling, that we may say something to help those to see the light. And Father, we pray for those that have to contend. We pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray for those, Father, that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us in church and never discourage us. Bless your name, do we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we will, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And amen. All right. We hope that you still have your ears on. I hope you still are listening. In here with Brother Oscar this morning, we hope that you are sitting and still with us and you're listening to us this morning. And I'd love to say good morning again and thank you and for listening and welcome you to the program. You are joining us. And you also can call into the program. Our call-in number is 319-527-6723. Call-in number is 319-527-6722. And also, if you have not turned in your contributions, do so today. Do so today. We need your help in keeping this fine program going and going. And we hope that you can begin with $5. Begin with $5, and if you can do that, we appreciate that very, very much. If you're wondering where you can send your proceeds, if you have an account on PayPal, just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal web page, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork. 3443@gmail.com. Now, first, you might get Oscar York Publishing, and that is us, too. Just put your contributions there. And y'all can go to Zelle, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we would appreciate it if you can do it today. Try to do it today if you can. Leave us something to keep this fine program going and going. Amen, amen. Now, at this time, we usually allow you to know where you can hear the program at. And from my understanding, I think we are on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and others. And of course, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and pull us up and you can hear us live, or if you want to listen to it later on, it will be on the BTR platform webpage. Radio webpage, pull us up, chatting from the Word. Give us a listen. Have your ears on. Amen. And amen. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar. York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the word, from the word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we really enjoy doing that, and we hope you are listening this morning. Are you listening? We hope that you are. We hope that you are listening. And now we're coming to that very important part of the program where we're chatting about the Word of God. And as we just stated previously, if you want to add something to what we're saying during our chat time, our number is 319-527-6722. During our chat time, the number again is 319-527-6722. Now, after 10:30, you can't do it after 10:30 because we won't be here. We'll be gone. At least we won't be on the air if you have something to add in. You need to add between 9:30 and 10:30 if you're on the airwaves. Amen. And amen. Again, this is our chat time. If you want to be a part of it, that is the number you can reach us at this morning. Amen. And amen. Now, you know what we say here. We just don't, during our chat time, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do, we chat about the Word of God. We want you to keep that in your mind. We chat about God. We don't want to talk under you, nor do we want to talk over you, but we want to talk with you. We want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And you know what I believe. If we could reason with our pet dog Robo to roll over, and he rolls over, we should be able to reason with one another to the Word of God. Am I right about that? I hope I am. But most people always say the most things that we argue about is religion and politics. Now, I can understand politics, but religion, no. When God's word already been settled in heaven, when God's word is written on the inspiration pages of the Bible, how can we misunderstand God's word? Most of the time, these are most of us misunderstand what God is trying to say because we are so much in adding ourselves in the midst of what God has said. Of course, he's talking to us, and we should allow God to talk to us. And the reason why we can't learn God's word as he wants us to learn, because we are so much looking at me. All right? Instead of listening to what the message is truly saying to you and to me. And many of us, we want to add what grandmama and grandpa says about the scripture, or what mom and daddy says about the scriptures, instead of reading the scriptures for itself and accepting what the scriptures have to say. And we need to listen to what the scriptures is saying this morning. What is it saying to you this morning? What is God is telling you this morning? What is the word of God, which is Christ Jesus, telling you this morning? And this morning, of course, we're going to talk about for conscience sake. And we've been talking about this for about a good week, haven't we? For conscience sake. And we're going to start with, I believe, first nine, because in that chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, because Paul starts off by talking about conscience in this verse here. Paul says, conscience, I say, not thy own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Paul says, why should I be judged? Why all the good things I do? This man's conscience, because hurting his conscience. But the point Paul was trying to make is the fact that we need to be cautious, if I could use that term, cautious, what we say to people. But many of us, we believe we can say anything and everything to everybody. And sometimes you can't. Now, with political things I said, and if you want to critique me, that's fine, because I understand that. But you cannot do it to a young man who just got into the ministry or into the faith. He's not going to understand that. But with a person like me, I'm tough. I've been here for over 50 years in the ministry. I've been on this earth almost 70 years. And I can understand that. If you want something that if that's what you're going to feel about me, I'd be hurt. I guess it depends on who is it coming from. Yes, I'd be hurt, but I know how people talk. I understand how people talk. People don't talk anyway, because that's the way people are. Some people might say you might have on a blue dress. Are you looking good? They might say that blue looks ugly on you. You know what I'm talking about. People are going to find things to talk about. But here Paul is, even if our liberty, stepping on our liberty, we should not even feel that way about one another. And I believe we talked last Friday, we talked about Matthew, went to Matthew, I believe, 6, now Matthew 5, 44 through 43, where Jesus says to us to love even our enemies. See, when you are hurting someone consciously about somebody, that lets me know, or that person, that you just don't love them. What is the love? And I remember a song, I believe it was Diane Warwick, you sing, what the world needs now is love. And that's what the world needs now is love. Don't go bad mouthing nobody. If a person have a fault, if a person is in sin, sometimes we go a certain way too. We just can't walk up to them and say, oh, you know you're wrong. And many of us will do that, don't we? We approach them in the wrong way and make them feel bad. And they may say to themselves, why should I believe what you're telling me? And here you already opened up to me telling me I'm wrong. And when you have that attitude, that person will have the same attitude with you. You wrong too. I get these big time arguments about certain things because we want to make ourselves look bigger than the other person. And here Paul said, let's not make it about us. Don't make it about you. Don't make it about me. Make it about the other person. Recognize what you are doing to the other person when you're saying something bad about them or hurtful. There's ways of dealing with everything. If a brother or sister is in the wrong, tell them in love. Tell them in love. There's ways you can tell them. I don't even tell them. Show them in the life that you live. But many of us, we think we so high. We so holy. We so this and that. But you all who think you so high, Rabbi Oscar, go on the record to say, we are all saved by grace. I mean, it's not good you can do to earn salvation. But many of us believe we need to live a certain way and be like that. And then if you're being like that because you believe you're supposed to do this and be different, you know what you're doing. You're lying to yourself because that's not you. Be yourself. God wants you to be me. You can't be me. I might be in a level of my Christianity that you're not. And that takes growth. Oh, I remember when I first obeyed the gospel, yes. I've got to have to walk a certain way, talk a certain talk. I believe if I see somebody doing this, think this is, I had the wrong idea, didn't I? Because a lot of us, every single one of us, saved by grace. Nothing good we can do to earn salvation. Nothing good you can do. The only thing you can do is be an obedient to Jesus Christ and be in his body. And that's what he's asking us today, is for you to be in his body, the church of Christ. And if you're not in his body, of course, you're not where salvation lies. And you need to get where salvation lies. That's the important thing, and work out your salvation. Paul said, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. And we don't understand that, do we? We all need to work out our own salvation. But today, before I finish the lesson today, we want to give a little bit of how you can overcome some things. Let's read. Here, Paul says, verse 29, verse in chapter 10, contrary, I say, not by own, but of the other. For what is my liberty, judge of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink, I will tell you, do all to the glory of God. And then Colossians, turn with me quickly to Colossians 3:17, because Paul mimicked the same words in Colossians 3 and verse 17. Colossians 3 and verse 17, Paul, first of all, says that, here we go. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Paul says these words. Paul said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father by him. And I love what Paul says that, because in the next verse, he breaks it all down when he talks about love, don't he? He talks about how we should love another. What that love should help us to see and do. And here Paul in the next verse, in verse 18, Paul said, if you love your wife, and I have to say this because it's talking about it, and I don't want to make no one mad at me, but it's talking about it. And I said, I might take this opportunity to talk about it. I don't want to miss no opportunity here. Here Paul says, after in verse 17, he says, whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, and this is how he wants to show your love, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Submit. If you love your husband, submit to them. If you love your husband, give to them. If you love your husband, be there for them. If you love your husband, be there. And this is what Paul is talking about. Paul is breaking down this love, isn't he? And I love the job Paul is doing. He's breaking down. He said, if you love that person, submit to them. If you love your wife, submit to them. And then he said, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Love your wife. Don't treat them bad. Love them. Don't hit them. Love them. Don't curse them. Love them. anything to make them upset. Love them. And that's a deep love, my friend. That love would say to you, this woman is mine. This man is mine. And I'm going to protect him or her with my life if it takes it. And that's the kind of love Paul is talking about here. It's be not bitter against your wife, husband. Love them. They're supposed to be the to you. They don't come before God. But on this earth, your wife, your husband, is supposed to be the best thing that ever happened to you. And then, in verse 20, Paul breaks it out again. He says, children. Now he's talking about to the children. Obey your parents in all things, but well-pleasing unto the Lord. Children, obey your parents. Obey your parents. Don't talk back. And some young people today believe, and some even might think, that they know more than their parents. But let me tell you something about your parents. Your parents been there. They live their lives. They can tell you something. Young people, sometimes we just need to listen. And if we listen, we can learn something. The world is in the chaos it is today because children don't want to listen. And, of course, we can go back in my generation. Many children that listen to their parents back then, too, and a generation before that. Look at the world today. Why do you believe the world is so messed up today? Because we don't want to listen to our parents. We don't want to obey what the Lord says here. We don't want to love our husbands. We don't want to love our wives. In verse 21, the Bible, Paul says in Colossians 3:21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Again, and I believe I told you about the story about me and my dad, how my dad used to call me names and all that, and discouraged me. It really did. But before he died, he said, "Bo, the reason why I treated you so hard, because I know you're the man of your word, and you're a strong man. I had to be hard on you because you can learn." And I appreciate him coming out saying that. And then he said, "I always respected you as a man." And I appreciate him saying that. I really did. But at the time, as a little boy, when we sent him harsh words, it hurt me to the core. When he said, "Well, you'll never be no man up to anything." And at one point, I was believing it. I did. I said, "Yeah, my dad said you'll be nothing, so I guess I ain't nothing." And I mean, one statement my sister used to tell me, "Oh, you too black, you too ugly, nobody want you." As a little boy, I believed that. And I really didn't think I was all that good looking and all this, all that. So I didn't know any little girls would like me, so I didn't put my purpose in. And I guess in a way, by not doing that, it allowed me to be, you know, the man I am today. And I thank God for the man that I am today because of things that I went through. And sometimes we just need to listen to the voice of God and recognize what he's leading us, what we are going through, and grow. And if you read a copy of my book, I must outline the things that I did go through as a child and how God grew me even to the point of being in the body of Christ. And if you want to know more about that, get the book, order the book, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control. And outline things that God sent me through and how those things really helped me to grow in the nurture and the atmosphere. Sometimes we just need to listen. Listen to his voice. Listen. Look at things that you're going through. Listen. Pay attention to where God is leading you. Listen. Pay attention to the people God brings in your life listen. A lot of us, we have problems with listening. Amen. That's the last we're going to share about that. And that's the lesson. That's the text. Because we're going over our time, and we don't want to go over our time. So we leave that lesson with you, and we hope that we said something to make you think about your soul salvation, what condition that you're in with the Lord. All right, this is our closing. We need to get on out of here and do it pretty, because time is getting away from me. And we are so delighted to be with you this morning. We hope that you have your ears on, and we thank you all that listen to us live. And you all who do not listen to us live, of course, we'll be sharing the program with you. And the program is always here on the Big T Auto platform if you want to listen and have your ears on and listen to the chat today. Amen. Amen. We pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will. Bring this program on the airwaves. So, all of our listeners, let's be with them, guide them, help them have a wonderful and beautiful day today. Now, may the grace of God, for the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest you and abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Love somebody. Love everybody. Bye-bye. And may God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.